With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump sees it as a win-win for the U.S. and Ukraine. During his visit to the White House today, Ukrainian President Zelensky expected to sign an agreement granting the United States mining and development rights to Ukraine's vast deposits of rare earth minerals, a critical element in modern cutting-edge tech.
The minerals agreement will provide the basis for a more sustainable future relationship between the United States and Ukraine, and thus stimulate the long-term prosperity that will help the Ukrainians rebuild their country.
Mr. Trump says the deal will allow the U.S. to recoup the billions of dollars in wartime aid it has sent to Ukraine. While ruling the Trump administration's firing of probationary federal workers is likely illegal, a San Francisco federal judge has not ordered reinstatement of the thousands who have been let go, nor has the judge blocked firings in the future. The Social Security Administration preparing to lay off at least 7,000 members of its workforce of 60,000. And when all is said and done, the SSA workforce could eventually be cut in half.
It's unclear how the layoffs will directly impact the benefits of the 72.5 million beneficiaries, including retirees and children who receive retirement and disability benefits. However, advocates and Democratic lawmakers warn that layoffs will reduce the agency's ability to serve recipients in a timely manner. Layoffs are part of the Trump administration's intensified efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce through the Department of Government Efficiency, run by Trump advisor Elon Musk. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, New York Governor Hochul says there is an agreement to end a wildcat strike by correctional workers in the state's prison system. That job action began 11 days ago. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 143 points. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing for Lent.
It begins on Wednesday, March the 5th this year, the traditional 40-day period of fasting and prayer in preparation for Easter celebrations. Lent echoes the 40 days that Christ spent in the desert as detailed in the Gospels. While not everybody observing Lent will actually fast for the duration, it has become a tradition in the West for an individual to give something up for Lent. Recently, conducting a digital media fast during the period has become popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslims worldwide will soon be united in a ritual of daily fasting from dawn to sunset as the Islamic month of Ramadan begins this weekend. For Muslims, it's a time of increased worship, religious reflection, charity, and good deeds. It is also a time when Muslim terrorism peaks as radicals mark Ramadan with stepped-up attacks on Christians and Jews. Security will be beefed up in Israel, where the war with the Muslim terrorist group Hamas has yet to be concluded. This is SRN News. The Senate has cleared the way for a final vote on Linda McMahon, President Trump's Education Secretary nominee.
By a vote of 51-47 on Thursday, the Senate advanced McMahon toward a final vote expected sometime next week. She'll have no trouble being confirmed in the GOP-controlled upper chamber and passed her committee hearing just last week on a party-line vote. McMahon enjoys no support from Democrats. They say they're opposed to her lack of education credentials and her agreement with President Trump that the Department of Education should be shut down. Bob Agner reporting.
Rose Giron, believed to be the oldest surviving Holocaust survivor, as well as a strong advocate for sharing survivors' stories, has died. She was 113 years old. She died Monday in New York. Giron was born on January 13, 1912, in Poland, one of about 245,000 survivors still living across more than 90 countries. More details at srnnews.com.